The first case before the court asks whether Lucille Sofer can demand punitive damages for the death of her husband. R.J. Reynolds argues Sofer can't because the company didn't think punitive damages were part of the case. But Sofer's attorney John Mills quickly dismisses this.
Suggested to you, which is absolutely absurd, that they would have tried harder. They would have taken this case more seriously if they knew punitive damages were at issue in all counts. That's ridiculous. They thought there were 800,000 class members.
In the second case, Pamela Ciccone argues her husband should be allowed to join the same class action. This is because symptoms for the pulmonary disease that would eventually kill him were present before a court-determined cutoff date. But R.J. Reynolds opposes this because he was not officially diagnosed until later. Both cases are the offspring of a suit commonly known as Engel, which started as a class action before breaking up into thousands of individual cases. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.